We're going to kind of dive inside the sugya of chavches. We begin on base. We're going to test master. Begin with the gemara. Hishra kos ish leish. Pasuk equates for all the leisa says a woman to a man. But then Tais is bothered and intimidated. Has to take a second look. He says, if you're going to say perakam de erichin, what do you do with the first perak of the erichin of dalma base? Tom the gemara says only ish herich. I would only know that a man can take an erich vow. Each shadichim minayin of a woman takes erich vow. How do you know that? What do you mean? I thought for all leisa says they're the same. Should the pregnant miss the most and some of them can make all of the image, some curses his father and his mother. Did so one ish, Rabbi Isha had to say more than one time the word ish to include a woman. With the Dorshal Middle of Ish today, we expound because there's the word ish two times. And the reason is could they meet Achamed El Rabbis when it says something two times, which is exclusionary, actually a double negative is actually a positive. The problem is typically limit the ish for Isha, what do you mean? You should know it because of, we compare a woman to a man for all licenses in the Torah. So a woman does not get hung. Ishka says man. Why don't we say they compare a woman to a man? So what you can say is regarding all these, the regarding a parsha that's written in the masculine. That's what they're meaning. That's what we say. That we compare a woman to a man. Because the Aham Maisel is Tamur. This is actually what we bring in for in the beginning of Tamur, the Beis and the Beis, that Tamur doesn't say anywhere in the parsha Ish. It says only in the masculine, lo yachlufenu, b'lo yomer oisai, in the masculine. That's what the Gemara makes the drasha to say that, oh, hishra kosa isha l'ish. So the v'hochi gabi ezrach, over here by sukkah, doesn't say anyway ish, it just says in the masculine, ezrach. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that we compare isha l'ish. Abahich l'chsev ish, but where it explicitly says the word ish in the Torah, man, matin isha, that excludes a woman. But the Miyukash Batesa is still difficult because the Perak Church in Nagar Bakamish the Gemara becomes of Mimdal Mbez and the Gemara says Shar Shiv. It says that in over there are the laws of Shar Shanagach. It says where he gores a man, says the word ox 7 times. Why? Lehevi Shar Isha comes to include the ox of a woman. But Shar Shahim is regarding an ox that kills. Now, Bahasim like Sivbe Shar Ish. There it doesn't say the ox of a man. El Dachsib Beva Gamba Al Gimel just says in the masculine and also the owner should die. The Zayin Elashan Zachar. So that's just in the masculine. So then I thought you said over there, Hishri Kilakas of Ishla Ish. Why do you need a special reboot? So it says, Beshema Yishlema, but maybe Yeshma Yishlema Yitur. No, maybe there would have been an extra terminology over there, Shayis in the night, and the Isha, that from that I would have excluded a woman. He loved it, Abed Achmanov, not for the fact that Torah including it, which is from the extra word Shar that it says by Shoshanaga. Uinami, another answer, Mishim Didashin, Pregdav, Hedig Momadan, the Vendamanov expounds that there's Negichel, Mis Negichel, and Zakin. This talks about goring for death and goring for damages. So you have a lafina, mizim nizakin, you would have learned out the death with, when it kills a person, minizakin for when it damages another ox, where there it says ki yigach shar ish, that when the ox of a man gores, and therefore since it compares the shar of misa to the shar of nizakin, and by shar of nizakin it says ish, which I exclude isha, that's what I had to include by this parsha, from one of the words of Shar to include the Shar of a woman. Kinnik says Master that begins with the Gemara L'Rabbis Agir. We coming to include from this Ha Ezrach to include the Ger. Now, because the Sagat Ezrach, you would have thought to say Yisrael Bela Ger. Only a Jew is Ezrach and not a Ger. As says Taisin, we find such a precedent. Kiagav Nashka compared Kol Menachas Bois, Menachas of Samach Alha Beis, Kabit Tnufa, by the Chiv of elevating the flower offering, the minimum, we say, in the B'nai Yisrael, I would only know the Jewish people have such a halacha b'tenufa. Gerim, b'vod m'shachuram b'nayin, but regarding comrades and freed servants who have a halacha like Gerim, where do you know? Tamalim ha'makav, the one that brings it. So you see that without a special rebbe, we would not have known it applies to Gerim, because it has to be B'nai Yisrael. Chem perga oral, so in the Gemara, Yivam Sof Aaron, Dama Beis, V'sei perga, come to Christ, the end of the first perga, Christ, Dama Beis. Says in the Pasuk, Dabla B'nai Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, each case is if a woman's going to inseminate. I would only know the Jewish people. How do I know it applies to a female convert and a freed male's female servant? Tamalim Isha says a woman to include, because again you need a special rebbe for game when it says Bnei Yisrael. It says Tzitzit Batim. It's a wonder because the Perikel and Nachnok and Sanhedrin of Peva Medav Gabi Gaynim Nevesh, when someone kidnaps a person. I mean, it says Bnei Yisrael. So what does that come to include? Lemuute to exclude the Mishachetzi Abed Chetzi Mecharim, to exclude someone that's half slave, half free person. We're not totally Ben Yisrael. Aval, but it sounds like Kula Meshachar, the person entirely freed, which has the same halachic status like a ger. Leimimait Ben Yisrael, you don't exclude from Ben Yisrael. I thought you said Ben Yisrael and Ezrach, those terminologies, you exclude a ger and you need a special rebbe. Chaim Pekmanes couldn't also need to develop an alam and al. Ben Yisrael, Matam Zivam, it says Ben Yisrael in the parasha of having a Torah with Zivam, And what are we concluding? But Gentiles don't have a lack of tamaziva. And freed servants, you don't exclude. There's also the menachas that have sadegim al B'nei Yisrael semchan says by smicha of leaning on the animal carbon, the B'nei Yisrael, they have a lack of smicha. But a Gentile, when he brings a carbon, does not do smicha. So the parakam of the erichin, the first bring erichin of a heimah b'nei Yisrael marichim. The B'nei Yisrael have a lack of erich now. V'ena nachem marichim, but not the Gentiles. Why not excluding Gerim and Mishakram? Because it says, B'shema, maybe, B'chalhani, maybe by all these that we brought, Yeshum Reber, maybe there is some, there in the parasha, somewhat of a inclusionary terminology. The Mabin and Goyim Mishakram, that we include converts and freed slaves. Which, yeah, you need a special Reber, but it has one. And therefore, they're included. And what it's excluding is Nachram. But you're right, it does need a special Reboy, like Adir Maskel Tesis, L'Rabbis HaGerim. To begin with the Gemara Khan over here, it depends. Here we're talking about Kodin Shei Gilechin. You're right, a child is not obligated in Sukkah, but here we're talking about Kodin Shei Gilechin, they reach the age of being trained, which is Kagoin, Kodin Shei Gilechin, like the Gemara says, a child that doesn't need his mother anymore. Now the question is, Avapi the Mastini Kodin Labahed, why asking as a contradiction? What do you mean this is exactly what the, you're asking like a different difficulty? The Mishnah itself says explicitly this halacha of differentiating in what type of child. It says, that's the way of the Gemara, that it asks and it answers, even though it really was explicit there in the Mishnah. So do we find the first parakah of Dalam and Alf. The Darish, the Gemara expands, calls the Churcha, it says, all your males have an obligation of a lila regular. Obviously, Gedam, include minds. Well, Parakah, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? By the time I learn the Mishnah, Chud Mechesh, except for a deaf, mute, and mentally range and a minor. The Gemara answers, oh, come a country, here we're told that they're obligated when they reach the age of being trained. The Heinrich Kidnan Hassim says, Tyson, that's exactly what the Mishnah says over there. It says, whoever cannot hold on to his father's hand and go up from Shlaim to Harabais is exempt. But from Yochel Alis, but if he could go up, that's the age of being trained. So the Mishnah already says it, but again, the Gemara asks as a question and an answer. Now, the assumption of the questioner was the Cholkotin Marbi, that we would include every child from the cross stomach sieve. The Pasuk says, unspecified. And therefore, we would include every child, not only Kodesh Gilechen. Therefore, we have to say that even a child that's a day old, you would say would be Chayiv. And that's what we're coming to qualify, that it's that this halacha is, we have to differentiate and say, no, it depends. That there's a Kodesh Gilechen, and that's the age that we're defining as the obligation. As we find the Gemara need of Lambizim and Alf. The Elam, Mishum de Bas Shalashom Yemechlin Bi Hilchasa, that if not for the fact that a 3-year-old girl was appropriate for Bia at age 3, that was Halacha Meshav Sinai, then have a Maria Phil Basi Mechel Mechasa Veisha, that we actually would include even a day old child from the word Veisha, Mishum de Cross Stomachs, if the Posse just says unspecified. So how do we know it's 3 years old? It's Halacha Meshav Sinai. And that's again like the same thing we're saying over here, that that's the assumption of the questioner that every single child should be included, because again, if it's not an asmachta, then including everything. But that's what we say, that no, it's just an asmachta, and it's a cotton shegila chinuch that's going to be chai. Now, Taisa said v'hashta, but now this concept of shegila chinuch that we say when they reach the age of being trained, they're minimal chaduch that we see in every single place, including shabbat, that they're not the same. Elo kolech lefit. So Taisa says it's not all the same. Elo kolech lefit inyane. Rather, each one that goes according to its content, its subject. Because the Hachamim, here we say now, so give in Tzarech Limer, that the age of Chenech is when the child doesn't need his mother anymore, then he's obligated in Sukkah. But give a Chagiga regarding bringing up your carbon Ali the regular Shechel Alas, if he could walk with his feet. So if Lulav Agazel, later on, the Membezim and Avgav, Lulav regarding Lulav, the age of Chenech is Bidele and Nane, when he knows how to shake Shalkad Alulav. If you have a Tzitzis, Bidele Sadab, when he knows how to put it on. If you have a Tari regarding learning to Bidele Dab, when he knows how to speak it. And therefore, again, if you're saying it's Deiraisa, we would say it's even a day-old child, and that was the Gemara's question, and the Gemara says, no, it depends on the Gila Chinuk. And then it says, Gila Chinuk is dependent, every single context is individually, to how to be trained in that mitzvah. Tinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Teshuva came to do it. It says in the Torah, Pasukah Teshuva, which is came to do it, it's how you dwell in your house. Which places points out, Rabbi Namid, Mefarat Tamachinik, Abashem Aginis Leel, even Rabbi, who explained a different reasoning than this of Teshuva came to do it. Not like Abaya, regarding those who watch the garden that they're exempt over there, as we send up Chavam and Av. Like Paul Gabbai is not disagreeing with the Bryce, he agrees to the principle of this Drush. He says, look at Bishon, like we explained, but it's just he holds over there is a different reason. Couldn't make Tesmat to begin with the Gemara Mishan B'Sukkah and learning is done in the sukkah. What's shinun? Which is levar tav mishnayis, to explain the reasoning of the mishnayis by hashas. That's what the gemara is. Which that's what uparach the gemara asks. We said that if you're learning meledent is levar mitzalta is out of the sukkah. If you're talking about shabbat, you have to think for deicha vavi. You need the openness of the space and not to be confined into the sukkah. The gemara answers the gemara nami yesh iyun, or as the gears actually of the rishash is by gemara. There's also non analysis below iyun. And could going to play the asa mutter, like this one says asa, this one says mutter, and that yes has to be in the sukkah. I believe in the time, but to end like in the reasonings themselves, bar mitzukah, that's out of the sukkah because that's hard to do and that's considered mitzdar in the sukkah, and therefore one could learn that out of the sukkah.